Matzah, but he discovered the Slamet is in retroactive violation or not. He mentioned on Thursday that three sheetahs in the Rishonim. It would appear. Although, again, it's a controversy about the attribution of their various opinions to various of the Rishonim. The Ran is quite clear, said that an individual who did a B'dikas Slamet, he tried the best he can, and it turned that he found that later that he had some Slamet, is not in violation of retroactive. This implies two things. On the one hand, it's a kula, it would appear. Although again, it's a controversy about the attribution of their various opinions to various of the Rishonim. The Ran is quite clear, said that an individual who did a B'dikas Slamet, he tried the best he can, and it turned that he found that later he had some Slamet, is not in violation of retroactive. This implies two things. On the one hand, it's a kula, so we don't say it's a retroactive violation of the Aveir to discover Slamet. On the other hand, it's chumra, but if you do not do a B'dika, the implication of the Ran is, then he would be in violation of retroactive, even though originally he didn't know if there was Slamet or not. That's the Ran decision. And explain some control of Hazokas. And therefore, if I didn't check, so I have no right to assume it's not Chumash in the country, probably was Chumash. As the Kutbadash, who was a Ran fan, he liked the story, he likes the Ran, he elaborates on his little bit. But if I did check, then some control of Hazokas, which means it's not even an Aveira. The moment I'm wrong, says that the poor disagrees. Then the person discovers comments, even subsequent to a B'dika, he's in fact in violation of Bayrah by Muslim Aprayah. Except, we can't be angry at him, we can't say he's punishable. What could he do? He tried the best he could. He didn't find any. He likened it to a case of an individual who ate meat thinking it was kosher. Turned out to be traced. Caleb. What could he do? He followed the accepted procedures. And the new evidence was right out of Ashkofa. It was a case. It was a very reliable Ashkofa, And they had a cruise somewhere and a boat, and everyone ate it. I think it was even meat or fish or whatever. I forgot what it was exactly. They thought it was kosher. It said that the Ashkof of a very reliable Mashiach. And there's some mix-up, which, steals me up in that. It happens. I was standing by. Well, anything could happen. It was mama's trick. I think it was a trick of meat, a trick of fish. I already forgot which one of them it was. Meat, that's what it was terrible. And it looked. It was a cruise. I forgot the details. I don't even know the details of the whole case. So the people who ate there, they ate there, and they were Mashiach there, they put them in a very reliable rug. So that was mamish trade for me. No. They'll come to the Earl of Emmett and pick up the Dinfakeshman. Mister, you ate trade for me for this boat. I followed the attendant procedures. That was a sign, nothing to the vision of X. X is reliable, everyone relies on X. And somehow it wasn't X, I don't know if it was even X at fault. X has underlings. And one of them was good. Someone had a human error somewhere. So, what could you do? He tried his best. I give other examples, right? He drank milk and it turned to be traitor. What could you do? So, that's the example she, among the wrong gifts, shot in the two, more of a machmir than the rabbi. On the other hand, in the first one, on the diet from Rashi, Davol, Mashal, for example, is going to argue for the Mashal inside, and this could possibly be shown in the Rambam as well, that if an individual does not know about the comments, he's not in violation of Bayroah by Yamasa. Even if he did not do a B'dik, this is more pal than the opinion of the Rambam. So the Rambam is the in-between view, the Rosh seems to tour, seems to be more of a Megil, and Rashi, with the Mashal, seems to be more, wait, forget about that. Tour is more of a Machmir, sorry. And Rashi, the Mashal, seems to be more of a maker. That's what we presented on Thursday. So the Pritvadosh, beginning of Tuf Lamed Aleph, where all the people give their very prestigious to Bali Roy, he strongly advocates the position of the Ram. He says, look, Sveika the Rice of the Chumrah, probably going to have comments. You can't just close your eyes. I don't know about any comments. I'm not in violation of Bali Roy. No, that's too much of a cooler. You can't possibly accept that. And he quotes the Gemara, so we ended up on Thursday. The Gemara in Abdallah Namibay says, Midaraisa the Bitl of the Al Masadi. That's a two-sided statement. On the one hand, it says that Bitl alone suffices. There's another implication of that statement. Namely, what? You need Bitl. that without Bitli you're in bad shape on the level of the Raisa. With the Raisa, the Bitli Yama Sagi, the Bitli Yama Beina. That doesn't say those words in the Gemara, but it's quite clear. So you see clearly you need a Bitli on the level of the Raisa. Even though we're talking about a stam bias, says the Pichonish, an average house, we don't know 100% sure it's Chomet. Yeah, most houses probably Chomet. You see, Klar, the probability of Chomet creates an Iser, the Raisa. So that's a devalving Raisa. How does one, if one would try to get out of this raya, how would one do so? I saw a fascinating interpretation in the Makor Chaim, the part that I have to look up. It's in the Tuf Lamed Aleph. Very interesting, and it discusses matters we're going to be coming to as we go along. Not the next few days, but as we go. So this is your first inkling about these matters, these fundamentals of future discussions. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisus Omri Batei? We've been discussing the Bayer Ol Bayer Mati until now, which is a negative. There's another positive called Tashbisu Achre Amarishon, we mentioned it before. Tashbisus Omri Batei. You must eliminate the chametz from your homes. What kind of mitzvah is this? The fundamental shayla nachronim, is it a mitzvah which we call a mitzvah kiyumis, which means if you do it, you get a mitzvah? And you're supposed to try to find a way to fulfill this mitzvah. Or not? No. Tashbisu means if you happen to have chametz, then you must eliminate it. But there's no idea to go buy chametz or to go burn it? No. This is known in yeshivish circles as the Hakir of the Minchas Chinuch. He's the one of, you know, Minchas Chinuch was famous these kinds of shaylos. And he discusses at length which works this way, that way. We'll be discussing it as we go along later. But suffice to say that the Torah kind of preceded the Minchas Chinuch has the same shayla. And it goes even back even further than that. So the Torah kind of has an interesting idea. You know, the average mitzvah says you have to go look for it. Quote to Gemara, which relates to last week's parsha, not this, last week. Shiluach HaKan. Now, cool enough, Kufla Mitzvah, it says, Yopal Lagza Bahorum Gvos Today Shiv Sakan. You require to go looking in the mountains and in all the areas where you might find a nest. Hamaloma ki kore. Ki kore ka tipalapana. If you happen to find a nest, then you do such and such. What's the implication of that Gemara? If any other mitzvah which doesn't say ki kore, it says plain that it's not the lush mitzvah of the Torah, you're required to go and look for it. And he tries to go and fulfill it. That's the average mitzvah. Oh, hold on, slow. So now, Rebbe Olsai. Had we just left to our own devices, says the Mekor Chaim, we would have assumed that Hashvisu is like an average mitzvah. To go out and buy chametz to burn it. The derais of a bitl b'almasagi. What does it mean a bitl b'almasagi? Bitl b'almasagi means, according to the Prophet's interpretation, that this bitl is not a fulfillment of Tashbisu. He just assumes it doesn't get involved in any controversy. We said already last week that when this statement is true, and that is a machlokas Rashi Tosh. Rashi Abdallah says that it is a fulfillment of Tashbisu. And Tosh says no. He seems to be assuming that Tosh for the moment. So bitl is not a fulfillment of Tashbisu. What bitl does is it gets the chametz out of your reshus. Okay, it's hefker for argument's sake. So by doing it, making it hefker, he claims you are avoiding lo yiroa, so it's lo yiroa l'cha chametz, and it's no longer l'cha. So by being machker in the bottle, you're avoiding the violation of lo yiroa l'cha chametz. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, suggests the Makor Chaim, by doing bitl chametz, you would not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Seya Tashbis. The Gemara says as follows. The Raisa of the bitl b'almasagi, the Gemara of Abdallah, Amid Beis, tells you something which is a very deep lesson. Namely, that there's no mitzvah l'chazer achorecha. There's no mitzvah to look for Tashbis. You would have thought that the mitzvah was to go buy chametz in order to burn. But the fact that Midaraisa and Bitl B'Yamasagi tells you that even though Bitl is not a fulfillment of Tashbisu, it suffices. I mean, it suffices. Because that yes, it's true, I haven't fulfilled Tashbisa. So what? There's no mitzvah, you must fulfill Tashbisa. Tashbisa is to get rid of the chametz, it shouldn't be owned by all my matzah. If I get rid of my chametz a different way, not by burning and not by throwing it to the Dead Sea, but simply by just being masked, giving the battle, it's also good enough. Oh. Good enough that you discharge your obligation to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's not angry with you. Even if you circumvent Tashbisa, you avoided it by just getting rid of the chametz to the hefker. Good enough. One second. This being the case, says the Makor Chaim, that's how we can say Pshat Nisud. What was the pre-Kadosh before? The Kadosh says, you see me tomorrow. The Doraisa of Bittul B'Yalma Sagi implies another here. That be Doraisa, you require a Bittul B'Yalma. Says the Makor Chaim, no! You don't require a Bittul. In the average case of someone who's not know of 100%, not sure of any chametz, you wouldn't even require a Bittul. I think it must be Bittul B'Yalma Sagi. If it would be, let's take the alternative. If it would have been midoraisa, that bittul b'yam was not sagi. What do you mean bittul b'yam was not sagi? You would require actually fulfillment of the tashbisu to burn the chametz. Then, even if you don't know that you have chametz for sure, you would still be required the chazer acharel. You'd be required to search here, there, and everywhere to find chametz, and if you have the chametz, you should burn it to fulfill Tashbisa properly. However, since midoraisa, to bittul b'yalma sagi, it's enough that bittul, which indicates that the symptom, it indicates that there's no mitzvah to chazer acharei, there's no mitzvah to go and positively do a mitzvah of Tashbisa. Then, argues the Makor Chaim, l'maskonas ha-gemara, you don't even need a bittul. Once with the right of a bittul b'yalma sagi, if you have known chametz, you can fulfill your obligation to Hashem by bittul b'yalma. Indicated, there's no positive mitzvah to the tashbisa l'chazer acharei to go and look after it. The male, if you don't know that you have any chametz, you don't even need a bittul. Had there been a bittul tashbisa l'kum v'asei l'chazer acharei, then if you didn't know about it, go look for it. Now it proved with bittul b'yalma sagi, and there's no need for it, for the chazer acharei, it's only a matter of you know chametz exists. Lo yimatei, batei biyotza, you're in violation. Then the corollary is, if you don't know about it, it won't hurt you. This is a fancy footwork shot which the Makor Chaim suggests in his Tzicha. Sif Kot Nalef, to defend the opinion of those who maintain that there's no violation unless you know for sure the chametz exists. Adam Pichodesh is against the Beperish Gemara Dabdalek, but the Makor Chaim reads the Gemara differently. Before you ask the question, I'm going to read you some of his words, a few lines. Near the Hema Farshim Khan, the Bishlam and Hoyotash Visu, the cross, Rafa Dabka, Hoyo Abadiga Chiyu, Delatayan Hamitzasay, Shemakuyu Lapsar Akakimitzasay, Kul and Kuplamates. Do you see Stamitzasay, Makuyu Lakazar Akrayam? The other kind. Okay, but the Tashbisu Aina Ella Bitru, that's the Ran Sedration Sophie. Etc. etc. We'll get to the Ran later. Haremuchat the Biyu Rak Tikun, the Bal Yimotze, not an independent segment to go and buy chametz in order to burn it to get mitzvah points. No, Tashbisa is just avoiding Bal Yimotze. The came into Be'eni Yadreya Hechan Achamit V'lav Hachi and over by all Bal Yimotze. According to this opinion, the opinion which is attributed to Rashi, Vimela. Leka chiyuv olam midoraisa. Lohavi b'dikirak b'drabonin. I feel it below bittul. That's the word. I feel it bittul v'alma sagin. You may not even need bittul if you don't know that the chametz exists. The harif is in the car. Baruch, get a question. Answer. Yes. Nothing. He's defending that opinion. That's, he doesn't take his own stand. Right. He's the pre-Kaddish. Makes it look as if somehow, you know, the Ran is 100% right. No one can argue with him. It's often a Gemara like that. And then the Makor Chaim won't take that sitting down. He wants to explain there are Mekilim. Who are the Mekilim? Hold on one second. Who are the Mekilim? He happens to say that he thinks the Mekilim is the Gerada Tosas. Tosas Chafala from an Aleph, that we spoke about last week. That's what he calls the Mekilim. We call it on Thursday. If he's dicey, you could argue Tosas is not the Mekilim. Doesn't matter who they make killing for, it, places call it, Rashi, whatever you want to call it. But whoever they are, it shouldn't be against the perishing more than Abdallah. That's his Karifas. And the Mon Abdallah is not a proof positive to the Ran, because you can get out of it the other way. Once you know that Bittul B'Amasagi, there's no keel to run after the Bittul of Tashbis, the Kumbasay, you may not even need Bittul if you don't know about it. Yes, sir.
You're supposed to do the Bittul, otherwise you can't say it again.
No. No. He's suggesting here that, and he doesn't go into the details, but he's suggesting to Pasha that even if you don't do a bidika on a daraisa level, but you don't know ownership.
You don't do anything?
Nothing. Zero.
That's
right.
Even
on a daraisa level, you know, Katsu Shalom and Isaac. On a daraisa level, you get away with absolute zero. No bidika, no bidful, no beer, nothing. And on the level of daraisa, you're in great shape. That's what he advocates. He's defending that position. Shouldn't be against the Gemara. Yeah. It's good enough for that Shpitz and see that Shpitz is not like other mitzvahs that you have to go out and look for. It's just avoid by them often. It's a great Shpitz. It's not proof in Chassid Shalom. He's refuting a proof to the contrary. He's not proving this position. He's refuting the proof to the contrary of the pre-Kodesh. That's it. The pre-Kodesh had a proof. It said that Rabbi Bittul B'Al-Masagi implied that Bittul B'Al-Masagi, he says, no, Bittul B'Al-Masagi, and once you know that Bittul B'Al-Masagi, as opposed to the alternative, what's the alternative? That it has to be specific to the Chazer Acharel. Once you know that Bittul B'Al-Masagi, you know, to the Chazer Acharel, you don't even need Bittul. Nothing. Nothing. That's something else. Zero. Nothing. To the rise to level, you can sit there and learn Torah or read a book or listen to music straight the whole time of a face and you're not over anything. Oh, father, when you know about it. Bittul B'Al-Masagi, when you know about it. So when you don't know about it, you don't have to do anything. That's what he suggests. Yes. That tree is not according to the Mekor Chai. So it's not dust particles. Dust particles, straight cleaning. We'll get to that later. That's not a consideration at all. We're just talking the bigger things. So when they're on the Rabbana level, you have to go do what he said to just do. I don't know if you're right. But yes. No, you don't have to go look for it, right? How about Bali Mose? Ain't no must be up, so you don't know about it. That's correct. That's what he said. Absolutely not. And at the right level, it says this is what you do know about. Abada, we are the Rabbana level, Abada is different than a B, others disagree with him. That's just defending that position. Now others disagree strongly with him. Yes. Yeah, true. That's a key star, right? But it does say, Vayiro, Vayimotze. And Yimotze means Motze B'yog. He interprets Motze B'yog to mean, he said he was trying to post that from Malach, that which you know about. I humbly disagree in trying to post. I thought those only friends who have you know where you can get it. The animal has it, or you checked already, the view. He extends those. So this is not post, but somebody else. But somebody else's opinion. He's defending that opinion, but to be post to anybody else who may hold. Yes, Alicia. Correct. Stand by. Don't know for sure. No, you don't know. Don't know for sure. Even if it's chametz yedua, the male if it's chametz any yedua, you don't even need bittul. How did it been? Oh, critical! You're not listening. The word bittul b'al-masagi is a code word. That's a code word that speaks of the yisod. The famous Hakira, what's the nature of the bittul tashbis? So the word bittul b'al-masagi teaches us that there's no mitzvah l'chazer achmeret b'chol tashbis. As long as you avoid by matke, it's good enough. One, I know that between the lines, between the letters.
The Gemara never really puts it. It's the style in the Gemara.
Huh? I think that's what Chaim said. You don't like it, you don't have to like it. That's what he said. And there he says, that's a code word. And once it's code is satisfied, the mail, if you don't know about it, you have to go look for it. It's nobody knows, it's like all most of the others. I can't borrow. Yes? You have in your room maybe some of a loaf of bread, a cookie, a cake, a sandwich. That's how much they're doing. Left of a column for Shabbos. Could be. That's like one of the details. We'll come to it a little bit later. But that's the normal discussion. Well, Pirurim, they go. Actually, Pirurim must be because you discount completely. We'll get to the details later. Yes, sir. We'll get to it later. These are not the main points. All good points, but not the main points. Okay, we'll get to it. Later on, we'll become the main points. Now it's not. Rabbi Elsa. Comes to Rashi. I mean, you know, the Pri Chodosh, he saw the Pri Chodosh, he tried mightily to, you know, that's how he works. It's a nice way. He picks one opinion, he says, that's it. And, you know, that's decided. It goes to the Gemara's. Doesn't just, you know, quote you said, and he said, and he said. He tells him what he thinks is right. And he tries to prove his conclusion from all the Gemara's. And no, he tries it, and no one disagrees. And he tries as best as he can. If all the three try to do with this right. And Rashi Davo seems to really go directly against him. Sounds like that. He's got to get Rashi also. But that's not nice to go against Rashi. Rashi Davo himself seems to be worried about by Rabbi Yamas in an average house. Right? That's not Rashi. All our brothers, both of us, are Muhammad, should buy Rabbi Yamate. You don't know for sure this coming today, the passion to stand back. Because Steve and Rashi, with a lot of Rashi, they're about to say, so you're not worried about it. The guy goes away, Rosh Hashanah. We come back Shavuos, he's the house in the Homoah. Vacation village, got the wrong metaphor. He has a house in the summer in the Catskills. And he leaves Rosh Hashanah, comes back Shavuos. So he's not the freedom to do a Bedikas in Rashi. Why? Because there's no Bible comments for sure. Rashi doesn't even require a bit. Who has shown me some source before about that? What did he show me? The Ram requires a bit in the case of that Rashi doesn't require a bit. So the FBC Khalada Rashi to make those shadows. So how the Khalada do it? He doesn't say a word about the Rashi. If I recall correctly, the Khalada doesn't even raise up the Rashi. So I had the following suggestion. It's a remarkable suggestion, but I'll give it to you for what it's worth, which is as follows. Again, let's repeat the question. The Chodesh tries to convince us that everybody holds that if you didn't do a Bedikah, then you have to do something with the right. You can't just sit back and do nothing. Yeah, it's impossible. The only reason he's in trouble with this person is that's no problem. Grab a curse, I think you can somehow get out of it. I tell you, my mind's trying to curse. But Rashi's upset. I think you get out of Rashi too, a little bit. There's a hastir in Rashi. Rashi's a babe, what if I want to stop testifying? So we know for sure this comment. And that love Rashi says, you don't know this comment. You leave Rosh Hashanah. There's no need for any Bedikah whatsoever, any bit, nothing. Ah, there may be chametz here in the house, Stam Bayis has chametz in it. So I want to make the following suggestion, if you already, I made a reference to it last week. Those are follows. Let's take Rashi's case. Let's read the Rashi again. Rashi, the Vavim and Aleph, okay? Rashi says, Vavim and Aleph, I feel Rosh Hashanah Nami. If you had her bay, you may have Pesach, Oberole, Vaishai Talav Roshusehu, Tulevatra, Shere Easter Ano, Ve'eno Shalo, Hukshere O, Over Oleh. Oh, hold on. Vaishai Talav, if you may have Pesach, you have a problem. So the Marshal says, Chanavashi, the Punch of Chanavashi, because you will come back after Pesach, like the average guy who, the average homeowner in the mountains. Who will not come to let the Pesach will be told, march, Pesach, march, come out. Freezing up there. He's not going to come to Shavuot. So then it's no problem. What do you mean it's no problem? Because the finish of the rice of Bayo by Yamaki, Rashi doesn't say anything about Bintu. So I thought of the following possibility. Perhaps Rashi draws a distinction between the case where he discovers it on Pesach and discovers it after Pesach. Remember, the cooler of Rashi is referring to a situation where he's not going to come back on Pesach. Remember that. So perhaps we can suggest this problem. If a person is not going to return to the house left the Pesach, then in that kind of situation, you say, look, what are you telling me now?
He's over body roll retroactively. The Pesach is over. The Pesach is over already, and he didn't know anything about it, so it's hard to say it was over in body roll in the sense of retroactivity. Because after all, the time for the Averis is finished already. It's not like Caleb. Time for Caleb is b'chol mosh v'sechem, b'chol zman, b'chol mokom. He knows over Caleb. Therefore, as they discovered today with Caleb, so you can say, oh, now we see that you were with Caleb, you were in violation then. Perhaps, with the Kiddush Rashi, I wouldn't have said something else. Perhaps Rashi suggests that in the case of all Abbas, the boldness of Chometz, you should buy all by your mother. What are we afraid about? You're going to discover the Chometz of Pesach. You're going to discover the Chometz of Pesach, you're in violation of buy all by your mother. That Rashi would agree with it. If you don't do a B'dikin, if Dan Bias has Chometz in it, you discover the Chometz on Pesach, so in Melech, out of here, all you're over for the first 4 days. Kind of, you're crazy to rely on this pipe dream that there's no Chometz in your house. The average house does have Chometz. You discover it on Pesach, so you're, perhaps Rashi would agree that you're in retroactive violation. Right? The Chodesh would assume. But in the case where you discover it first after Pesach, then maybe, because again, I repeat, it's a big Kiddush, if Pesach is already over, you'll see over by Yiroah, by Yomotzi. Not Shaya. It has to be either you know about the Chometz, or what we call Bal Yiroah, it means Roy Liros. It doesn't just mean Roy Liros, that if I would be there, I would see it. I have to be there. I have to be around. If I'm around, at any moment I could see it. I didn't have to see it for 4 days. But if I'm 1,000 miles away, or 100 miles away, perhaps Rashi understands that there's no such violation in such a circumstance. It's a big kiddush from trying to reconcile Rashi Bava with Rashi Dabbeis. I don't know. I'm very tentative in this suggestion. I'm just making it a possibility. Perhaps if Rashi Dabbeis, he really holds it to Marshal Sediel. He came after Pesach. You see you have Chometz there, and you didn't do any Bidika and any Bittul, you're still not in violation. Rashi may still agree to come on Pesach and discover such Chometz in such a circumstance, that you would be in retroactive violation for the first few days. Okay? That's a suggestion. Yes? We will be discussing that as we go. That's a very important discussion of rentals. You rent out something with you. So that's not up to that yet. That's what's called Solter Rabat. Talk about the time machine. We'll get to it, but not there yet. Yes, bro. No, that's exactly the point. If that's allowed to be made at Pesach, we have a big problem. The Mashal says, if you came back after Pesach, why aren't there any problems? That's the Mashal's question. If I come back at Shavuot, that's still a little problem. I'm over in Issa Dorais and Layo Vayim Mose. That's what I'm trying to suggest. Maybe you guys only made it if you're not going to be there with all Pesach. It's not shy enough to by Yiroa, by Yiroa Mose. Maybe. It's a big shift. Yes. Bad I comment, I don't know if anyone should say that before. Who said that? Oh yes, yeah, so they said they're wrong. Okay. So somebody's basically right? They just take it one step further. I tell you that's faith in it. Either you know about it or you could possibly be in a position to see it. And these other people deny the first category. Okay, but they're wrong with fashion. Okay. I already blocked it out of my mind. Someone said it is wrong. Fashion is wrong. Fashion is wrong. Yes, sir. We'll come to that later. My both sides. Okay. I'm sorry. Right. At least the Mashal quote us even more makel than that. Mashal? Go away. I'm going to have to use it. What? The Mashal came after the Mashal. So, I mean, a little bit. So, it doesn't... Hold on. Whoa. What Mashal? Where Mashal? I don't believe it. One second. Hold on. Where don't you disagree? Where do you disagree? Masha?
Oh no. Masha says, hold on. Plus the Masha, whoopee. Lee Nira. I'm not Rashi, the Masha. The Vada Ari after she is, the Vada Thomas Peso. Hold on. Oh. You're right. But it's a different verb. Asu kenaf lala mapola. No! He made the same group twice. He made the same group a second time. He says mavatlo. No, I see. He loves pshat Rashi. There was a bitlo. That's not the pshat. Again, mavatlo. Believe it or die. Oh, come on. The Ran. He quoted the Ran last week. I told you it was not pshat Rashi. I quoted the Marashah. Quote the Ran. Some days again, it's not pshat Rashi. No. It's different. I understand the Marashah other friends without any bitlo. No. Okay, can't be. Okay, let's leave that out. Next! Right outside. Yes, sir. Rashi is quoted from our Shalom, Shalom Rashi, the Pasha, he didn't do any people, didn't do any people, didn't do anything.
What is the
Pasha? After Pesach, all right. That would be okay. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay. Rabosai, the tour. So the tour seems to say clearly in two different places, and the first is in violation retroactively. Let's see inside the tour. You shouldn't take things on faith. I will say, I have a tour here. I don't want to take things. I have a tour. It's good enough.
Why can't we call this tour that
you can not
Kodesh
says you are open.
And then come after
this. Yeah. First, look it up. The tour, there are two tours. One is Tav Lamed Dalet. Tav Lamed Dalet, the tour right like this. Yeah. He says, I'm reading to you as follows. Acha b'dika miyad b'layli v'atlenu. V'yoma kol chamir v'disa v'shusid lo chazite lo v'yarte v'bottle v'lehevi ka'afra. Can't just that. The hashta, now that he said this bitul, afilu im nishar v'bayit chomet shelo mozo. Now that he said the bitul, he didn't be with something. Eino overlo. The havi hefker below dileu. What's the clear implication of the Torah? That if he would not say the Nusim of Bittu and he missed something, then what? Then he would be in violation of Bali Ra, as of when? So the Bali Ra turns on the stand of Shas in the Torah means retroactive. I'll read you the words. The Torah's words are as follows. You have to do Bittu. Why? The Hashta, Filu, and Nisha, Revias, Comet, Shlom, Mata, ain't overlooked. Avi Hefka, but after you die, the Hashem is now that he's a bitl. But if you wouldn't have done bitl, and you'd find something, then you would be in violation, as it were. So the Hashem, this means my prayer. Because after all, once you find it, you have a recourse to throw it out. So they're obviously referring to a case. As I'm saying, I'm not the past says, no, the Torah never meant it. The whole Torah never meant that it. But the Mogadah Rav proves the Torah never meant it from another Torah. The tough man vote. He quotes his brother, Rabbeinu Yechiel. I said it's only his brother's opinion. It's not his opinion. Achi Rabbi Yechiel Zal Pasa. Sheyachol Asar of the Yontem. Right. The whole thing he never said it. Right. But the Magen Avraham says it means retroactive. Here's the lesson. You find Chametz on Pesach. Im lo bitlo. Yotzienu v'yisarfenu k'dei shol yavra lo b'mezim she'ad ato. This is the language of Rabbeinu Yechiel. Until now, Lo avar olav elav ishogeg. It means you had kabbat in your house until now. Your violation was only ishogeg. Right, you see, you're many healed clearly. You did all, you were in violation of my prayer, that's for sure. Ad atala over all of Ella Bishoge. You had Navera Bishoge, never. But it's still Navera. So the Pashtus and Turin is consistent, tough Lama Dalit, tough Memvav. The naysayers say, nah, tough Lama Dalit, never mentioned tough Lama Memvav with only his brother. But Pashtus is not that way. Quote about his brother, Aki Rabbeinu Shiel. I think Rabbeinu Shiel. It's Aki Hari. No, you know, the father is before Rabbeinu Shiel. Another brother, Yehuda Ben Arash. Presumably agreed with his brother. Presumably. I don't think this agrees with his brother. Anyway. Rabbeinu. There's a whole discussion. So this is a discussion in the statement of Machtis HaShekel. Is that as you see, it's the commentary on this Tazis is supposed to give him because he never meant it. And if you got him on that Tazis, Rabbeinu Yechiel's his old opinion, not the current opinion. I didn't ask him to look at it because it's too long. If you want to look it up, Tazis is supposed to give him the Prima Gonim right there. Anyway, so I told you that I can't believe that Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Tur would argue with the father of the Rush, and that's why I told you that the words. Pirurim shouldn't be what? The Kimlon? That should be Pirurim Dak. That's what I told you. Fine. Come to Machta Shekel, that's the Kashik and Satur. It's again for the Purusha Gemara. The Purusha Gemara. The Purusha Gemara is not above. We saw the Gemara. The Chimashkachas Le Levatle. Why do you require Vittel? Just say, when you find it, you'll burn it. Implying that you find it, you burn it. Excuse me. Levatle, whatever. Then you're in great shape. Why are you in great shape? So you were in violation for 5 days of by Rabbi Yonah. What's the most happening? Why is it you can't? This afternoon's money's good if you could. So aren't you concerned about 4 days worth of by Rabbi Yonah in the show gate? See, it's a third, I don't quite understand what he says. Shkia, low Shkia, I don't really understand what he's driving at. Is it Shkia? Is it not Shkia? He said I don't quite understand. It's not Shia, so why do you require people in Yudal? I don't understand exactly what he said. I'll tell you what I didn't shout it. The Torah said if you discover Chometz and Pesach, you are in retroactive violation. Rek to Machzah Shekel. The Gemara says, why must you put people on Leil Yudal and go to Torah Shia Battle? Where do you find the Chometz and Pesach? And do Bittul then? And in fact, if Bittul would have been good after 90 Suro, then it would have worked. It would have worked. 4 days. It's by your Yimotze. That's a Gevaldig Gekash. So the Master said, well, it's not Shkia. Not Shkia. So to have a Gluska Yofa remaining empty of a deep. Not Shkia. I don't understand. It's not Shia, so why after Rabbi Bidig and the Yadal? I just don't understand how about that Shia. I couldn't. I must be missing a piece. Maybe figure it out and guess that. No, you get it, said the key word. The key word I thought was, at least a combination of both factors. The key word I thought was showing and amazing. I thought what the Gemara meant when the Gemara said, it's in fact it's not Shia. I agree it's not Shia. They wouldn't be misaking a bittle just in order to avoid the remote possibility of an Aveira B'Shogun.
I didn't see those words in the Machlokes HaShavuot. If that's what he meant, then I agree with him. Then I agree with him. So in other words, if you see it on Pesach and you were afraid, you can be over in Bali Roar right away, and there's a question of a possibility of amazing. So then a bittul would be required. But to say that we should require a bittul already and lel yudalid because of the possibility, remote possibility of an avera bishoge, this far they wouldn't have gone. That's how I understood it. Maybe that's what Matt Shekel meant was the mayor's reading of it. Okay, good. In any event, there's one slight problem, which the Matt Shekel, I think, is correct in pointing out. Because the lush of the tour is a little bit misleading. We read a tour before, let's read it again. The first tour, Tuf Lamadal. The tour says, you should say people, the hashta filu of nishar b'vayis chomitz shalom hata eino over alo the havi hefker below delay. The impression you get from the tour is that the reason that Chazal instituted bittul is why? Because if you won't do the bittul, you will have retroactively violated by your right. How you do the bittul, so that problem ceases to exist. But the way the Matzah Shekel said, that's not quite the case. Well, the Torah states the facts are that you violate by all by much retroactively. But that's not the prime reason for bittul, the Gemara tells us. So that is a slight problem in the Torah. The Torah says, you should do bittul, the hashta now, even if you find comments, there'll be no retroactive violation. True, but that's not why they instituted the bittul. They instituted the bittul for a different reason. Anyway, Rav Olsa. Just the chazak in the beginning, how do we get started over here? If I should lose track of the whole context. We started with the first Rashi and the first Tosfos, the first Ran. We wondered why Tosfos didn't hold like the Ran. We said the Ran's based on his opinion, the what? Chazak again. The what? That if you sum Chatola Chazak, there's no violation whatsoever. Maybe Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos told that the Tur, that the Rush, but the Rush wants to wonder about it. That's why I am shot in the Rush. Without the word lon in there, like the tour of dakim, right? And that's how I understood the tour of any heel. So therefore, you couldn't imagine that the Mishnah is referring to a case with no bit, as the Ran in fact said. I post up Chafalev. We got stuck a little bit on Thursday, post up Chafalev. So I thought about it again. This is my tentative conclusion. I'm trying to get, because I was really getting into a bind here. It looks like we ganged up on me on Thursday. Maybe Buddha was here. Everyone started jumping on me. I thought maybe you could suggest as follows, although I'm ready for your better suggestions. Like this. I thought as follows, that Tosfos and the Chafalev, although they are Mekel, it's only Mekel in the case, but what can you do? Ain't a much to be up because there's nothing to do about it. And the world's going to do what?
And the Nesivis said that it's no ma'aser there. What's the Nesivis? It's not a Nesivis. It's a Makor Chaim. This is the one. It's right here on this page. It's the Psichot of Tav Lamed Aleph, where he says that an Aveira, this Asek, is not an Aveira at all. You'll be in by Rabbi Mark, it's not that way. You didn't know about the Chabas and it is Aveira. That's the major Yisod of the Makor Chaim, which I made a brief reference to last week. Namely, that if the average Aveira is an Aveira, the Ma'aser, you have to do something, so this Asek is not considered a Ma'aser. But whenever the Torah, in those few cases, where the Torah is an Aveira, which a person can violate, you shame the Al-Taisa, by doing nothing, it's an Aveira, then it's an Aveira from the top. Because the Ptur, the Asin is not considered a Maisa. So most Aveira should be Torah for Maisa. You didn't do a Maisa. Nothing. But the Aveira has no Maisa. So it means there's nothing. You never do anything. It's still called an Aveira. Even though it's been it's called an Aveira. Let me read you the lessons of the Korachim again. It's a very interesting thing. Look what he says. Listen to this. Nireh, the Dafka B'dava Sh'ostra Torah Lasso Maiseh. V'zeh Amina Angelo Ostra Torah Lasso Samaiseh Rak B'kavona. B'dava Sh'enev Eskavi, which is also like the Tate, is Mutter. Avak Sh'ostra Torah Dava Sh'en Bo Maiseh. Yon Hocha Sh'ostra Torah Sh'lo Yeh Chomet B'beso. Yeah? Afilu Sh'eno Eskavi. Also, we're not finished yet. Umasha mei atzur simetalad v'tamah v'mogon avroh v'av kishabodak v'lo bitel umotach hakachomet v'beto domi l'ochel chelev v'shoge v'atah kevan shahoya v'yodo l'vatel v'lo bitel. So the Makor Chaim said two things, and I believe the two things are complementary. You need both learn. First, he tells you, you should know there's an issue going on over here. Even though you're a mitzase, it's an iser. Why is it an iser? I'm a mitzase, you old gentleman, not a mitzase there, all against the B'ki Vegas. No, because it's not an aver, but mitzase. So therefore, you're a mitzase with it. Hey, I feel the p'tur onet. Onet. Onet, it's not the p'tur kolos of Rukul, it's like nothing. Well, now I'll start the number, onet, it's nothing. This is not an aver. Nah, you're not an onet over here. Why not? What could you have done? Do? Bindu. It's as good as I've been and he chose not to. So you're not an onus, and it is a nice affair. So you put two and two together, and that's what explains why you're open. Oh. Yeah, listen, yeah.
Didn't you start talking, trying to answer the Ron? She did that, said that the Ron said, like, but they're because it's onus. You're also not because it's onus.
No, I mean, that was rejected already. We made a suggestion. The Pasha's the Ron is holding, is it's a machlok, it's not a Hilchos Klolion. The machlok is about your Ron. Local machlokas and hilchos bal yeroi. How you define bal yeroi by your mother? That's the pasha.
We're rejecting what she said.
I said, oh, the student Chloe Hashat. Pasha is not honest at all. Why not? Why not? Because you have an opportunity. It's a very easily affordable opportunity to just do bittul. And if you do bittul, then you solve the problem. What kind of honest is that? Yes, David.
They say that the final is actually
able. Correct.
It's not that you're supposed to be
blinding. Nah. No, that looking is not the Aveira. No. No. The ownership is the Aveira. The fact that you happen to see it, that's not the Aveira. That's called a Lasha Angel Meister. That's Angel Meister. Nothing. Even though you looked at it, you saw it, oh, you've about to discover it. That's not called Ishtar. Sorry. That's not.
Where are we going to do
the Makor Chaim said two svarim. Explain what he said. Why is it? Why are you over if you didn't? Why are you over? Why is it there for a mitzvah? You didn't know about it. It's like Convention Tag 382. The Makor Chaim is discussing in general terms. What are the movements he's saying in particular svarim?
It's the only thing he's talking according to the Torah.
You mentioned right. You talked about the tour. Right. After you finish the same one I just said now, this is the tour. That's the spread of the tour. Correct. Correct.
Why
does the tour
doesn't have
the tour metastic? No, the tour metastic is no tour on it. Metastic is not a tour because Shev al Tassa. Not a tour. It's not a matic. It's not a tour. No, right. You can't undo it completely with metastic. And you can't say it's on it either. So why does the Ron disagree? What does it disagree on? So one suggestion is, the Ron doesn't disagree fundamentally. The Ron just told us considered a p'tur of honors. Oh, hold on a second. Yom Teshuva is zero. Nevertheless, Tzur is right that this asif of Bal Yeroes is an Aveira. Why? Because in Shabbat, it's called Tzatzas HaMalacha. This asif is not called Asiyah. When it comes to Bal Yeroes, the Torah prohibits something which is not a mice. So once the Torah prohibits something which is not a mice, it can be violated even if he didn't do an Asiyah. Even though if your Mitzvah is not an Asiyah, you're violated anyway. That's the vote of the Torah. Brilliant. The Torah is a Torah. The whole world of this asking is not considered a mice. So what? It's never a mice. You're also not a mice. Think about it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The deceivers add an akuda. You had an opportunity to do business. What do you add that for? So may I have explained why you added it? Because if it would not have been for the opportunity to do business, then the Tor Chaim would say, listen, true, this asking is not a pitur. We can't get a pitur. The word pitur is, I keep saying it's a bad word. This asking is not a call from the Aver. We're not saying it's no Aver for the misasik. It's an Aver shame. But Mike, that's Torah A. But it's still another way to have a Mike of the Aver. Honest on the Adibra. Honest is nothing. Honest is not an Aver at all, he suggests. But he's told for anybody he is. It's not an honest. Why? Hoya lola vato, below vito. The Korcham, and I said that it's not the Sivis. We'll get to the Sivis later. Don't call it the Korcham. He calls himself in the Sivis. One of the things that I'm accomplished, we haven't gotten there yet. He calls himself. See, Masha Biyadim in the Sivis. You're right, I call yourself. Huh? 100% legit. Right. So, no. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Rabotai, the Ran at the end, tried to prove his point. Now, everyone's entitled to try to prove his own point, right? Like that's, we always do that. So the Ran tries to prove his point. Let's open to the Ran and see how he tries to prove his point. can fulfill that shmita one of two ways. Either by bittul, or by what? Bedika beer. He's saying, hey, so come out of this. Bedika beer is a non-entity, it's non-existent. Because you can fulfill that shmita with bittul. And if you do bedika beer, it's bittul anyway, to the right. So then bedika beer is nothing. But David's correct. Let's work with the assumption that at the level of the right that bittul is a fulfillment of tashbisu. That, as we already had mentioned, and that's what much more about reading later, is a highly questionable assumption. We already mentioned in the Kor Chaim said earlier today, we mentioned him in the Sikha, that bittul is not a fulfillment of tashbisu. Tyson Abdallah said that bittul makes it hefke. It's not a fulfillment of tashbisu. But the Machlok of the Rishon, the Rashi is different, okay? But that could be the point over here. That the opponents, who are the opponents of the Rashi that we suggested? Who are the opponents? The Torah and Tysus. And what did the Torah say? I read it to you before. What did Bittul accomplish? I read it to you in the Torah. If you do Bittul, then what happens? Remember the Lashon I read it to you? What happened? Hefker! The Torah's not like Rashi, the Torah's like Tysus. But that's how I'll answer this Kasha. David's character works better than the Torah, so it's answering the Torah. Oh, you realize that already. You're answering the Torah, and the Torah is the one that holds that Bittul, Bedigo, Bittul, Bittul, Hefker. And once it's hefker, it's very possible there's no fulfillment of tashbisu. So that's the answer. Of course, bedika and bittul exist. Bedika and beer exist. You want to fulfill tashbisu, that's the way to do it. Bittul is not a way to fulfill tashbisu. Bittul is a way to avoid by a muslim. Yeah, the Ran didn't say that, because the Ran held the king's held earlier. He can fulfill tashbisu one of two ways. Either by bittul, or by the combination of bedika and beer. But he has to get cash against the opponent. The opponent would respond, Ran, where have you been? Don't you know that the Torah says, the Tosa says, that Bittul is just Hefke? And don't you know that there are some who say that Hefke is not a fulfillment of Tashbisu? So your question doesn't even begin. Gevaldik. Baruch Hashem. When the Talmidim say, the Torah that I'm about to say, to me, that's the greatest honor to say. The Talmidim are trained to chapa the Rebbe. That's the top. The Talmud says that the Rebbe is about to say. That's only my second Torah today. Okay. On the computer.
But not the way the Ron had it. The Ron says,
a right. Because after all, you can't make the world crazy. Check every b'shecht, every behema, whenever you drink milk, if it's Christmas, it would be a crazy world. So there's no chiyuv d'oraisa to check for the shecht of behema. And after you shecht the behema, check for every single one of the 18 trays. It's crazy. It's not because you're only for the lungs of the mi'at ha'bog. It says the Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara. Fine. That's only because up a little bit, to cool it down a little bit. even though right now it's all mixed in, you say bittul b'roi. No, there's no din of bittul b'roi. Epsha b'kala afrida. Not going into the details of that din. It's a complicated how far it goes. When did it fly? One of the bugs. A lot of the bugs shot and on it. Epsha b'kala, not b'kala. What's b'kala? What's not b'kala? It's a long story. But the such a din is quoted. It is quoted. The man, what occurred to me, is that similar idea should apply over here. Epsha b'kal, you say there was bittul, and you avoid any problem on the level of the raisa. So maybe they'll keep on the level of the raisa to do so. After I thought of this on my own, guess what? I found that b'kal chayim makes a comparison to toloim, the bug. And not exactly the same raisa, but look what he says over here. In the same piece in the introduction, the simen, tov lamed aleph, the very first line, he says, Yoredei Pei Dalet, Peiret Shadakam Atzliya, the Mechubah, the Torah Bedikim in the Raisa, Kevin Shu Dover HaMotzi, Vachanami, then your Bedikas Chomet, Kevin the Dover HaMotzi, Yuli Yos Chomet Vibayet, Kevin Shu Mishkam Shemal Kol HaShono, so you have to do a Bedik. He's not saying a bit of Bedik, he didn't pay Bedik. But a level that he do Bedik, that is how he compares to the case of Toloi. But that's just a different case, because he came along and doing nothing. But I'm stressing, Alderas there, the rhyme to the even the Bedik itself he can't rely upon. Why? Epsha b'kal afrido applies to a case of taruvis. Epsha b'kal limnoa yisa b'vadon. So perhaps you would be required to do so. The truth is you are required. I agree you're required to do so. But a level of doraisa, I don't quite understand. I'll tell you why I don't understand it. I looked in the Mokra, the case of Bedika of the lawyer. I looked it up at the Tei. So the Vilna Gaon says, look back at Lama Tesh. What's Lama Tesh? Trace. That's the comparison you give it. There the Vilna Gaon says, back in Lama Tesh, the Sun Bay, if I read it correctly, name of the Yerushalmi, again, maybe I read it quickly, maybe I read it wrong, that the obligation to check for a Trefa is the Dirabonim. I thought for the lung. For other organs, you don't have to check at all. But even the lung should be used. Hamatoi, the obligation is the Dirabonim. So again, once you check a house, chances are that you found all the chametz. There's a good chance that you did not. The miyat hamotzi you didn't. But the miyat hamotzi is the rabbanon. So you have to give a different distinction. That the check, the goat check, all this for the lungs, a big hassle. You know what should cost us per chicken, per animal, per behemoth, for the extra work and the valves and the dikas areas and for our trapers. If you could rely on the robe in that case, things would be much cheaper and much less man hours and all. Look, it's required. That's how it's required. That's the rabbanon. That's the pasha. Nolan Gaon and others. We'll get to it perhaps later in the year. There is a Meshech Chokma in Parshas Bo about this, of all places. And it has to do with the comparison between remember, 6 months now, we get to that, we said already now, in Elul, between Bedikas HaRei on the one hand and Shmatim and Tamatim. So you shouldn't get involved in Chomet Sigamata, Pesach Night, Leil Pesach, and the other. Meshech Chokma in Parshas Bo, we'll get to it. Okay? But I believe it's Sumer Neh Sirabonim. One second. No, that's a different one. But a level of the Raisa, no. Oh. So you know what, Rabbi Osai? Look at the Gilead Maharsha on the Ran. We should know this. The word Gilead Maharsha does not mean the famous Maharsha that we have, the Maharsha in the back. Maharsha means the reign of Arab. Gilead Maharsha. The son of Rabbi Kivegan. He also had the same initials, Maharsha. But it's called Gilead Maharsha. Famous Gilead Maharsha on the Gemara. But I discovered a Gilead Maharsha at the back of the rock. I just happened to, I didn't know it existed. I just happened to pass it through. Yeah.
He
says the Farish,
right?
He says the Farish, right? He says the Farish, right? For argument's sake, he's not saying himself, he doesn't hold himself that way. He says if those others would disagree with it, and they would maintain page Mem Aleph, and would maintain that there exists a violation by Rabbi Matzah Makreb on the Pesa, then they should have to agree as a chi of the Raisa to do a bit. And I'm saying, I don't know again, some Kotola Chazal. Et Marshor, Shlomeg. Viav, the Heta, the Eagle of Ruwe. Lo Samchina na Chazoto. Vahav Bittl, Eino Torah. He throws in my words, right? Eino Torah. Viav, the Eino Torah, Liv, Dos Mekoma, Shem Achim, Sibom, Mekom, Mekom, Lomi, Yitz, Mechazer. Velo, Bittl. Yesh Lomar. Zer, the Eagle of Ruwe. Lo Samchina. Hurra. It's only midrabbanan. I agree. But he said it's midrabbanan, and only in the case of treifa, where it requires a Torah. But in all cases, it's midrabbanan, even where it doesn't require a Torah. I don't know what the million amount show will do with the rat at the end of the paragraph. At the end of the paragraph, the rat in his argument against those who disagree with him seems to assume it is no Torah. It seems that it's themselves that did. All right. Again, I don't know, but the idea of Torah is found over here in passing. The Gilead Marshal, although the conclusion, the Fiaran, I'm not sure if it's accurate based on the last line, which we read before, towards the end of that paragraph. So, one final clue to this place has a few other errors, and that is as follows. In the Sefer Rabbeinu Dov, I'll tell you about the great Sefer, we'll be discussing Parichas on Tuesday, Mr. Shem, we'll start Rabbeinu Dov. Tomorrow, just to remind you, the Mishnah 9:30. Unofficial shiur in the room 103, the home of the two blocks tomorrow that we're up to now.
I'm taking him out of the
building. Yeah, taking him out of the building. It's going to be locked. We're locking the building. It's a lockout. So, whatever it may be. What am I saying? Yeah, so the footnote, I happen to notice in footnote 40, on the Rabbeinu David and Avay, he quotes the Rabban and Chumash. And the pseudo Ran in Sanhedrin paid out. I don't think it's a real Ran. This is a problem. This is a Bukhlal interesting word. You know, if you read Caleb, the Shogeg, and to bring a carbon. Carbon applies in an Aveira. Shogeg, okay, but still an Aveira. Based on the Sukkot that had to pay dollars, as the Rabbanah Tomish said, and the Suda Rabbis is the same thing over there, it only applies to Issa Kari. Issa Kari is a serious violation. Even if you violate it, the Shogeg, it's still considered a violation. Issa Lav, I mean, a low Tate, which is not about Kari, you did it for Shogeg, the Ramban of the Chumash says, it's mutter ve'ein nesiyas chet. I don't even consider it less than a Shogeg. I don't even consider a kapara. So I understand footnote 40 to say, and maybe that's chatting around over here. The same as I said before, the Rabbi, it's considered an onus. Then I slugged it up. A, I don't think it's a shot. B, it's not an onus, but I'm putting it in a middle. You say, they don't know. All right, it's not an onus. But a Shogeg it is. And a Shogeg it is. And a Rab, Shambo, Kare, perhaps not considered a violation whatsoever. This is how I understand what the footnote 40 is suggesting. A loop shot in the rod. Again, not a machlokas by raw, local machlokas by the stood earlier, I think that's the correct shot, but a machlokas clothing. That the other post can say that if you, Tyson, for example, says that you violate a shigas lab, you require kapara. And the rod says a shigas lab, and a kapara. I'm telling you, this second, it's a general machlokas, nothing to do with by raw, but it's a miyuchas. This is what I. If you did what you could, and therefore whatever you missed, you considered shogeg. If you considered shogeg, you're not considered a violation at all. Period. That's how I understand what the footnote 40 is suggesting. Not bad. Very sharp. Only thing is, it's Thomas Clark, I'm the one who put out the name of the government. It seems to assume that the machlokes is machlokes is clawless. All that I've seen is the machlokes is trust within by your mother, and therefore that shot does not seem to be the push shot in the within the round. Rabbos, by now we have to learn the end of the Tosfos Beis to be put in the position to learn the rest of the Gemara tomorrow. We never finished that last chunk within the Tosfos. No, but the Nisar, if the person violated an Aveira Shogeg, which is no Kares, is he required Kapara or not? The Torah says yes, and the Ran says no. That's how he learns Pshat. But it's very sharp. I just don't know if that's really the Pshat. Tosfos now, let's review briefly how that in Easter of the reason for Medigas Shema Yavol Yavol, Rek Tosfos Akasha, as follows. Batam Shem Miru Kar, the fifth narrow line. Tvei Mimishari Suri Hano, Shlo Tzvichus Levara, it's the reason. Shem Dachomet Mutra Kol Hashona, Vilo Nesar Akapesa, Vilo Medila Mine, Vavala Kamada Firala, Vilo Dama Levosu Bekola Ve'orlo Kla'a Kerem, She's sure of knowing Yisraelah. The Nami Surah Sharla Quini. So the first teretz they give, the reason why, is a bigger din of bedikas chametz, not in the bedikas basa b'chola, not in the bedikas klai akarim, because chametz is unique. Only chametz, because it's a temporary yisur, is lo bedilim inay. Everything else is bedilim inay, so people are going to stay away from it, so there's no need for a bedikas. E nami. Shani chametz, shech mire b'otora, lava, b'bayi ro, b'ayi mate, shech miur chachamim, libdo, ulevaro, afilo hecha, dibidlo, mishum, dilma, osi, libichle. Since the Torah was so concerned with my Rabbi Amate, so therefore the Chazal was concerned he shouldn't have it around the house, even subsequent to a bit. Doesn't make too much sense, the Inami. What is the Inami talking about? Perhaps the Inami echoes the idea expressed in the Ran. The Ran expresses a Chiddush Nifla. I mean, it's an incredible line in the Ran, which, if you and I said it, we would be still coming to criticism for saying it. We believe, as a rule, that we don't give reasons for mitzvah. Torah gives a mitzvah, and that's it. We don't look for reasons. Ashkafu is a career. But in halakha, in afaminis, we don't look for it. Lo dashin and tam and the prophet. Yet, the Ran says something very, very interesting. The last one in the Ran, I see. The Efsha'o, Shemibnei tam zeh, Nichmira ha Torah bo, Lav ralav v'bay roya v'bay amas. He's giving time to the prophet. Why is the Torah introduced by v'bay amas? I would have said it's none of your business. Why? I mean, it's your business, but not in the halakha says. Musa says, Ashkafa says, no. He seems to say the reason for Bayro Bayamase is that the Torah itself set up its Siyog Lidvareha. You find an expression like that. Obviously, Rav Nosson. Eidu Siyog, Sha'as the Torah Lidvareha. There's two Siyog Lidvareha. So they gave a different example. They gave a famous example. Examples of the Pasuk in Vayikra. Yal Isha Benis Nidah Tumasa, Lo Sikra Vlegal Tumasa. Lo Sikra Benis Nidah Raitu. We call Chibuk Benishu. Common today called it known as the Gia. So the Ovens Rav Nosson seems to say, in the Rambam, that he said, the Raisa, because the Torah made a Siyog with Borea. So the Alderan said, the Rambam saying another case, the Torah made a Siyog with the Yisra of Achilas Chametz, namely, Vayiro Vayimotze. Wow, Achilas Godot, the Rambam is giving his own shot. Now, give me only the Chumah, not the Kuli, give your own pleasure, not the Chumah. Not the Chumah right over here. Why did Chazal say, in the Rambam, that even though he did Mittel Chumah, the Chumah is not yours, so there's no textual violation of Vayiro Vayimotze. Still, we say, get rid of it, get out of the house, do a bedika. The answer is, you find the Torah itself has a thing to get it by your mate when the chametz is yours to prevent achilas chametz. So the chazal came to write the tikkun. I want to step further. If the chametz is not yours, still you should do a bedika subsequent to the bindle in order to avoid achilas chametz. So it's out there. He's taking the chumra, but that could be shot in the Inami and Tosfos as well. Well, the Inami does not spell out the furish. That's what they say. But it certainly is a possibility in terms of shock in the land, in the Inami of Tosfos. You got it straight? That's how I'd like to understand the Inami. Otherwise, I don't understand it to the link. Again, what's the word of the Inami? Inami, Shani, Chomash, Shemfira, Botor, Lama, Zabayo, Bayamase, the Chmira, Bacham, Limdo, the Lavar, the Dayach, the Mitzvah, the Shindilma, the Mitzvah. What's the connection? No connection, I understand it. You take the last, very last line of that run, and the second time, a small little target, and you'll tie up to the Tosfos, then we understand it perfectly. That is the volume. Terrific. Tosa didn't spell it out for us. I wish he would have. But the possibility that the Tosa meant as well. Got it straight? Oh. Let me just mention now, I'm not going to have a chance to go through all the details now, just to give you an idea of what we'll be discussing with briefly on just very briefly on Tuesday. So I wanted to start Mishma on Tuesday, the next Kelly of the Maharaj, which is this man, to get something. So you get we'll be in Mishma by Tuesday, we'll be up today already. It's the most unofficial Shia. But I wanted just a few little loose ends left over here. They're not toast. Just tell you what they are now. So we'll discuss it very briefly at the beginning of the shiur on Tuesday. And that's what those Mar Makomas are about. I showed a few other... Yeah, Tarsus Shan, Tarsus Rabbeinu Peret, Tarsus Rizvo. Those three discuss these details here about Nazir. What do you mean by Nazir? What do you mean by Yisr Hano? So what... these kind of things which are relevant, which we will be discussing briefly at the beginning of the shiur. On Tuesday, but the primary focus on Tuesday will be, as I told you before, the Indian of what? Man, Bidika Summit. In other words, when it actually should it be done. The entire Sugya and Abdallah, which begins the Ashta, and goes till the Sugya of Maski Masoch. We're going to go through that Sugya. It won't take us that long. We'll do it. It'll take us a while. But the major Sugya coming up before the future of that is Maski Masoch. That's a major Sugya, which has ramifications far beyond the particular situation. situation last resort. Beginning that is tough, that's another chatana, Rav Simchas, and you have to learn now until 1 o'clock. Man, say this, come on, man. Man, say this until 1 o'clock. Rav Beis of Aleph also says, the reason for Bedigas Chomets is to avoid the possibility of a person eating Chomets on Pesach. Why are we more strict when it comes to chametz, as opposed to other isurim? Which also says chametz is only offered for Pesach, and lo v'dili minei, lo tzigmon akiralam, that people are unaccustomed to separate themselves from chametz, because all year long they eat it. The second parrot, inami, shani chametz shechmira v'otoro, lavo l'bevayiro v'yimote, the second part of Tosis seems to say that the reason why Chazal is so machmir, Abedigas Chometz, to get rid of Chometz even after the Bittl, is because the Torah was machmir to get rid of the Chometz before the Bittl. And both are the same underlying reason. Tosis seems to be going to the footsteps of the rabbi. See the rat, same idea as the rat. It's also like the rat, that value raw, value must say, such an absolutely arbitrary halach which the Torah has. But the Torah itself, as I mentioned last week briefly, establishes a tziyog l'dvareha and tells you, listen, don't have any chametz in your possession on Pesach, lest you come to eat it on Pesach. It's a tziyog she'os the Torah l'dvareha. The only difference between Tosfos and the rat is that the rat tied that up together with the idea of lo bedili minei. Where Tosfos seems to have two separate terus. The first terus said, well, more machmir to require bedikas chametz of lo bedili minei. And the second terus is bayiro bayimatze, which means, for whatever reason, lo bedili or not lo bedili, that's irrelevant. We only know that Torah, for some reason or other, introduced the bayiro bayimatze, the Easter Achilas chametz. So the Chazal extended and say, even if you did a bittul, and it's a longer yours, or whatever, Hashbisa, we'll get to that later. For whatever reason, you are not in violation of by your own body, technically, because you have performed bittul. Nevertheless, it's yog, which the Torah itself imposes, we extend, the Chazal extends, to include even that case. As a matter of fact, I asked you to look in the Tosfos Shas, where the Tosfos Shas suggests, Tosfos Rashbot called, and perhaps even Rashi mentioned. We've been speaking already now for a few days, but a famous machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, why is there an institution of bedikas chametz? Tosfos says you're afraid he's going to eat the chametz, and Rashi says bayiro bayimotzi. Now we're suggesting that the bayiro bayimotzi itself is a tziyog, shelo yavo liyavo. So the Tosfos Shas is very creative and suggests that, well, maybe we can be marvish shelo ba'olam and eliminate the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos completely. And say, so when Rashi says that the reason is bayimotze, what Rashi really meant was that it's gzeira shem yavo liyochlo, and just as bayimotze is gzeira shem yavo liyochlo, so that's why Rashi mentioned the bayimotze as the indicator that that's the pshat in the bedikas chametz shem yavo liyochlo. We did a lesson on the Tosfos Shas. It says, Omer Rebbe, I'm not sure what Rebbe is. It could be, again, whenever they have the Tosfos Shas, was it written by the Rashi itself? If it was the Rashi itself, then the Rebbe, I think it's the Re, maybe it's not being clear. But if it's Talmidei of the Rashi Shas, the Rashi, then maybe the Rebbe refers to the Rashi. I'm not sure exactly who wrote the Tosfos. Omer Rebbe, the Eish Liyashim, Pirish Rashi, which means Rashi, the Mashmak, Kach, Olav, and Adel, Farish, the Mishun, Shef, Mira, Torah, Vol, Kol, Kach, Lav, Hey, speaks about Rashi as well. He specifically addresses the issue of the Kikar B'Shmei Korah. Remember the Kikar B'Shmei Korah? One of those of Kashi against Rashi. Kikar B'Shmei Korah, the question of the Yovel Yonkel.